Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Besides Boyer, did you feel like, I don't know if you saw Mike Gesicki's letter, yeah. Did you feel like he was basically saying goodbye?
Yeah, he knows he's gone too.
Yep.
He knows. He knows his time in Miami is donezo. And the weird one was Morstead. Do you see Morstead?
Kind of. What did, you know, what's, I kind of half read it because he's a punter. Like, who cares? But what did he say, like, that stood out to you?
It was very Gesicki-esque, where it was this big thank you to the Miami fan base and the community and the coaching staff and the trainers. And he said, I don't know what the future holds, but I always hold this time in Miami, you know, very close to my heart, or something along those lines. I don't remember word for word, but it sounded like he was saying a goodbye almost. Hey, Morstead, relax. We like you. Like, you're not Gesicki. We like you. We want you to stick around, bro.
It is funny. I don't know who, like, I've seen many people say this on Twitter. It's like, once you know the iPhone notes come out, you know it's over.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, you know what? It's not, nobody has a stationery anymore. It's just like, let me write this out on my iPhone, put this out there.
Then and two pages. And it's not perfect. It's four screenshots. And right. It's like, I don't want to read all that. You're right. You're a punter. Why am I reading all this?
Oh, the first page of Gesicki's, I was like, all right. I came down here and I first caught a pass against the Titans. I'm like, all right, dude. And thanking Ryan Fitzpatrick, like, enough of him already. Grow up.
Yeah. Seriously.
You know, that being said, if you do come back, rooting for you, dude. Like, that's, you know,
that's our guy. That's our guy.
That's our guy. But he's not coming back.
No shot.
He's going to be a Patriot.
Oh, he has New England or New York Jet written all over him.
It's going to be very annoying.
All over him.
Very annoying. We're going to say, can't block for bleep. And we're going to laugh at him when when Christian Wilkins just throws him over his shoulder.
I do want him in the AFC East, because it will give him two opportunities to rip McDaniel next year. And I so want that. I so want that. Just, you know, let's get a little bad blood going here if we can. Make it interesting. Yeah.
Little Feudski. Let's get it going. Look, he was a good, in all honesty, I don't feel like he's leaving on bad terms. While I don't feel like he was thrilled, he did play the good soldier. He didn't do much of the ripping in the media. He did say out the door after the season, he goes, what am I looking for? I'm looking for an opportunity. But it's one of those where I feel like everybody just acknowledges, like, he doesn't play to the coach's style. And, you know, he's looking for a better fit. They're both looking for a better fit. That's okay. Sometimes it doesn't work. And I think for the most part, he's a pretty popular Dolphin. People liked Mike Gesicki. They dug Mike Gesicki. I could have done without him, you know, kissing Fitzpatrick's ass on the way out. But other than that, you know, pretty solid guy.
Yeah, no, I don't have any, truthfully, no, I don't think anybody has any bad blood with Mike Gesicki. I guess you could be the guy that says, hey, if you would have learned how to block, if you would have put more effort into blocking, but bro, he's a wide receiver. You can't just one training camp become Durham Smythe and Alec Ingold. It doesn't work that way. Like, he's a wide receiver, period.
And not only that, it's like you either have that in you or you don't, I feel like, because he's a big guy. I mean, he's very intimidating looking if you've ever been near Mike Gesicki, but it's just not his deal. That's not his game. I don't know why he can't be George Kittle. I don't know why he can't be Travis Kelce, but he can't.
Tobin, the way I look at it, like, you can either be a guy that'll pick up an iguana or you can't. You see an iguana and you're going to go pick it up because you're a man. Like, you're a man's man. I see an iguana and I'm running away because I'm the complete opposite of a man's man. So, dude, I feel like it's the same thing.
I saw a giant orange one today outside my yard, but it was right out the fence. And so Sunny Bunny, my dog, was like going to go after it. Man's man with a dog named Sunny Bunny. And I was like, damn it. I'm like, if that thing was on the other fence, we would have had that. Me and her, we would have pounced on it and gotten that one. I really love getting the orange ones.
You trained your dog to help you hunt iguanas.
Pretty much. It was a natural instinct. I think she's just got it in her, but yeah, she turns those things into pin cushions. It's a wild thing. There's too many of them, dude. It's
incredible.
It's ridiculous.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.